Communication breakdown. After 2 weeks of effort, you finally secured a sales appointment with the managing partner of a company where you're confident about signing a six-figure contract. Throughout the process, you kept your boss, the national accounts manager, informed. She decides to join you. With 10 years of experience in the industry and 5 years of daily sales to such accounts, you know the key points and how to make a compelling presentation to this high-potential client, including product features and benefits. You've done your warm-up, practiced the presentation, and are ready to persuade. However, your boss, while having a general idea of the marketplace, lacks specific knowledge about this customer. She starts a discussion about industry problems that don't address the point and hurts your credibility. She demonstrates a severe lack of knowledge about the client's company and its needs. The client's body language indicates she's insulted by your team's lack of preparation and is too busy to listen to more from someone who can't improve her bottom line or save her time. While you're still in her office, she turns up the radio and asks her secretary for any calls. This situation highlights a failure to communicate effectively. Prepare for a fruitful client meeting. Always know who will attend sales meetings from your firm and the client company. Set an agenda and decide who will speak and when. If your bosses want to join or add another salesperson, ensure they are prepared. Control your role in the sales situation. If they disagree, don't go unprepared with an uncontrollable group. Team selling needs members with special expertise to answer complex questions, even then. To ensure your meeting hits the mark, it's crucial to match the right experts with the right audience. You've got to know your decision maker inside out, their quirks, preferences, and what makes them tick. If your boss tends to veer off into war stories, make sure your expert can roll with it. But if your decision maker isn't into jargon or rambling, steer clear of experts who can't keep it concise. Gather your squad beforehand and run through the game plan. Practice makes perfect, so have them rehearse their parts and anticipate the client's questions. Make sure everyone knows who's tackling what and who's on deck for those curveball inquiries. When it's showtime, start by introducing your squad. This not only puts your client at ease, but also showcases the talent you're bringing to the table. Give a quick rundown of why each member is there, emphasizing their skills and expertise. Leave room for questions after each presentation. This gives your client a chance to dive deeper and ensures clarity on any points that might need it. Time is precious, so stick to the plan. Adhere to the time limits you've set, and don't rush through the Q&A. A well-paced meeting shows professionalism and respect for everyone's time. Lead with your strongest player. Whether it's someone who excels at facilitating or delivering a killer presentation, let them take the reins. Don't apologize for anyone's communication style. Focus on showcasing your team's strengths. Refine message clarity. The purchasing agent is thinking about switching suppliers because his budget committee doubts the durability of the products from your competition. You're unaware of this, but you're given a chance to pitch your widgets. You know that transitioning from the competitor's products to yours is tough. So you dive into explaining the conversion, addressing every possible objection. But he responds, "I never considered how hard the conversion might be. Since you've given me no reason to switch brands, I don't think it's worth it. Thanks." Sales talk shouldn't be one-sided speeches. They should be conversations. Here's how to communicate effectively. Open with something attention-grabbing. In the main part, talk about your product's features and benefits. When closing, reiterate key points. This doesn't have to be formal. However, many salespeople overlook the importance of communication in sales. What's the use of knowing a lot about your product if you can't explain it well to convince buyers? To succeed in sales, become a skilled communicator. Here's how. Realizing you're not working on your communication skills daily is the first sign you can improve them. Take vocabulary tests from library or bookstore books on improving word power. List your strengths and weaknesses: confidence, word usage, voice, posture, and pronunciation. Ask why if you're uncomfortable. Ask your sales trainer, spouse, friends, and coworkers about your communication strengths and weaknesses. Read daily novels, trade publications, and newspapers. Note how columnists discuss your field. Learn to tell stories and use analogies. Join Toastmasters. 9,000 clubs worldwide to improve communication skills. Observe others' communication critically, noting and emulating the best. Record your speech or sales presentation, listen, and adjust parts that don't sound right. Key tips for effective selling. Preparation is crucial for sales success. Knowing your product isn't enough. You must explain it effectively for sales. Understand how marketing advertises and positions your product. Sometimes, marketing creates problems by assuming the brand name is enough. This happened with Jack Daniel's new beer line. The brand's whiskey reputation didn't sell its beer. Salesmen did well at first, but follow-up sales dropped. Why did they think they could convert Bud drinkers to Jack Daniel's beer? Was their beer better or just different? If your product is widely marketed, assume customers have some idea why to buy it. Is it the cheapest, best tasting, longest lasting, or least filling? Use the product yourself before selling to check if marketing claims are accurate. Ask customers what they like about your products for positive anecdotes. Believe in your product to convey confidence to clients. Check visual aids for accuracy before using them. Stand up and maintain a positive tone during phone calls. Avoid flashy jewelry and keep your business card simple. Always have plenty of business cards, especially at sales appointments. Questions impactful influence. Questions can be powerful tools or a waste of time. Don't ask for information you could easily find. Be ready if the customer asks about the company and its operations. Start by asking for useful information. Ask what services they use and like, and why. This shows interest and helps identify problems you can solve. Use what you've read to your advantage. For example, if there's a shortage of material, ask if it affects their work. Ask about the consequences. Show that his problems are serious enough to make him consider changing suppliers, because you can save him time, money, or both. Ask if he's thought about an alternative. Then explain how your product can help him. Finally, ask for his business. When answering questions, keep it short and simple. Think before you speak. Be honest about what you know. If you don't know, promise to find out. Don't dodge the question. Politely decline if you can't answer, and then stop talking. Look the questioner in the eye. Repeat anything you might misunderstand. Answer the question directly before going off topic. Ask if your answer is clear enough. Ask for customer's business. Look for signs that the customer is ready to buy, for example, asking about delivery dates or discounts. Keep it simple and direct. Instead of saying, "I think we might do some business," say, "Who do I meet to arrange delivery?" If you don't get the answer you want, ask again. Express how much you want to do business and that you're ready now. Be confident, but not arrogant. There's a difference between claiming you're the best and promising never to disappoint. Once the sale is made, stop talking. There's no benefit in continuing to talk once the customer agrees. Follow-up can happen later. Sales scale tipping tips. Experienced salespeople have a bag of tricks to ace their game. For example, they know brevity is key in sales meetings. Stick to the facts. But here's the catch. Different clients have different preferences. So, a savvy salesperson crafts a 30-minute presentation and then fine-tunes it into 15- and 20-minute versions. The cream of the crop. They can condense it into a few sentences. The pros in sales record their pitches and listen back with a critical ear. They cut out tricky words and fillers like, or, you know. No trailing off either. They emphasize the important stuff. At first, changing speech habits feels odd. But with practice, it becomes second nature. Then comes experimenting with different approaches and scripts. Maybe try speaking faster or slower, exaggerating tones, or emphasizing different phrases. Surprisingly, what felt weird at first ended up sounding just right. When scheduling a sales call, Avoid expanding account inventory if the client is behind in payments. Don't promise a brief meeting just to get in the door. Busy decision makers need a purpose for meetings. Clients want productive meetings, so schedule one-on-one meetings in the decision maker's office. Avoid the conference room and look for clues about the client's interests and power in their office to find common ground. Key points. 1. Prepare thoroughly for sales meetings, knowing your audience and assigning roles. 2. Match experts to the audience, adapting communication styles to their preferences. 3. Rehearse with your team, anticipate questions, and introduce them confidently. 4. Keep presentations concise, leave time for questions, and manage time effectively. 5. Focus on effective communication skills, including vocabulary, storytelling, and clarity. 6. Believe in your product, use it yourself, and ask customers for feedback to convey confidence. 7. Use questions strategically to gather useful information, show interest, and guide the conversation toward a sale.